The 26th Wednesday in Ordinary Time. Today's Gospel is from St. Luke. As Jesus and his disciples went on their way, a man said to him, "I will follow you wherever you go." Jesus said to him, "Foxes have holes and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head." To another Jesus said, "Follow me," and he answered, "Let me go back now, for first I want to bury my Father." And Jesus said to him, "Let the dead bury their dead. As for you, leave them and proclaim the kingdom of God." Another said to him, "I will follow you, Lord, but first let me say goodbye to my family." And Jesus said to him, "Whoever has put his hand to the plow and looks back is not fit for the kingdom of God." The commentary today is from Father Lluc Torcal, a Cistercian monk from the monastery of Santa Maria de Poblet in Tarragona, in Catalonia. Follow me. Today the Gospel invites us to mull over the central point of our faith in a clear and insistent way, the radical following of Jesus. "I will follow you wherever you go." How easily can one suggest something that may completely change a person's life? Follow me. Our Lord's words admitting no excuses, delays, conditions, or betrayals. Christian life demands this radical following of Jesus. Radical not only because it must be guided all the way by the Gospel, hence to the last days of our life, but mostly because all their aspects, from the most extraordinary to the most ordinary ones, want to be and must be the manifestation of the Spirit of Jesus Christ inspiring us. In fact, since the day of our baptism, our life is no longer that of just any person. We carry with us in our body the life of Christ. Because of the Holy Spirit instilled in our hearts, it is no longer us who live, but Jesus Christ who lives within us. This is what the Christian life is like, because it is Christ's full life, because it exudes Christ from its deepest roots. This is the life we are called to live. When the Lord came to this world, all mankind had its place, but he did not have one. He had nowhere to go amongst men, but to the barn, amongst the beasts, the animals, and the more innocent and unassuming people. This is why he says, "Foxes have holes and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head," according to St. Jerome. The Lord will find his place amongst us if we, as John the Baptist did, let him grow while we lessen. That is, if we let grow he who already lives inside us while being docile and obedient to his Spirit, the source of all humility and innocence.